When you think of, in Ephesians, the statement about redeeming the time, a time has been entrusted to us. Now, time is a little bit different than money in that we've all been assigned exactly the same amount of time. Now, some of us have more built-in demands upon our time because of maybe the number of children or having disabled children or living in a certain country at a certain time where there's persecution or lack of opportunity or the ground's not fertile or, you know, whatever it might be. But, you know, there's still going to be, what is it, 168 hours a week or however many there are, and we all get the same amount. Whereas we get different amounts of money and we get different amounts of and kinds of gifting. So time is one aspect, and gifting, spiritual gifts and talents that God has given us, the non-financial type talents. Then there's money and possessions. And then there's also a platform, a circle of influence that we are to steward. And I remember many years ago, the first professional athlete who was a believer that I ever heard use the term platform, use this platform for God's glory, was Reggie White. And I interviewed him related to one of my novels. And he talked about the platform God had given him, and he was determined to use that platform for God's glory. Well, that platform was a temporary, and in the lives of athletes, that window might be a few years or 5 years or 10 years, or even the ones that have a friend who's a field goal kicker, Jason Hansen, for the Detroit Lions, and he's played more games for one team than any one in NFL history, and he's the fourth leading scorer in NFL history. Well, he's played 20 years. Okay, so if he retired next year, I hope he doesn't, but if he retired next year, the guy's 41 years old. Okay, so God has given him a platform, but he might have more years without that platform after he retires than he had before it. But while he's got that platform, use it well. Certainly the discussions that relate to Tim Tebow and other professional athletes, there's a sense of, okay, God has given you a period of great public recognition and fame, arguably undeserved. I mean, in other words, it's disproportionate. A faithful school teacher in the inner city may be doing a much more important work than that professional athlete, but they don't have as many people listening to them. You know, I mean, that's just the fact. I mean, I've got a couple of friends who are extremely famous, well-known, and one of the things I've talked to them about is use this platform. God has given you name recognition. You're able to go around the world, speak to the troops, do all of these things, and when you do it, speak up in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't simply say, God bless you. Tell them about Jesus, God's Son. Use that platform for his glory. So all of those would be examples of stewardship, every bit as much as financial stewardship.